Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
A review of Blood Brothers Now, which is on at the Regent Theatre in Stoke-on-Trent. Welcome to A View on Access, that shines a light on Blood Brothers that's on at the Regent Theatre until Saturday the 1st of October 2022, and then touring throughout the UK with audio-described performances in Manchester and Liverpool in October, which I'll give you more information about at the end. Blood Brothers, which is back at the Regent this week after a few years' absence, certainly shows no sign of waning, as it's as powerful and moving today as it was when it premiered in Liverpool and London back in the 1980s, and has been successfully touring now for 30 years. The heart-moving story by Willie Russell of twins separated at birth who become friends and later enemies with tragic consequences has become a cult classic, with catchy unforgettable songs, unique staging and breakout performances. It packs in audiences and doesn't fail to connect on an emotional level, even if you've seen it a few times already. It's a production that hasn't really changed much at all, with the same standing sets of two rows of houses and various scenery backdrops to signify locations like a snowy Liverpool city or a countryside with green meadows and a blue sky. Plus, the ensemble playing multiple characters throughout, giving it that repertory feel. But it's the story and the songs that are the real winner, as it's impossible not to get caught up in the emotion of it all, and the themes are as relevant today as they were decades ago, and it certainly didn't fail to entertain in Stoke this week. Standout performances include Nikki Colwell-Evans delivering a memorable performance as Mrs. Johnston. Sean Jones, who's been performing the role of Mickey for quite a few years now, never fails to entertain or disappoint. And Jay Worley as Eddie gave a strong performance and has real stage presence. Blood Brothers is on at the Regent Theatre until Saturday the 1st of October. To book tickets, you can visit atgtickets.com/Stoke, or you can call the access line on 0800 912 6971. Then the tour continues, visiting Blackpool Winter Gardens from the 11th to the 15th of October, the Lowry in Salford and Manchester from the 18th to the 22nd of October, and the Liverpool Empire from the 25th of October till the 5th of November. It will be audio described at the Lowry in Manchester on Wednesday the 19th of October at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 11:45 a.m. and at the Liverpool Empire on Thursday the 27th of October at 7:30 p.m. To find out more information and to book tickets, please Google those venues. And a whole host of other dates and places are available, which you can find out about by visiting kenwright.com, clicking on Portfolio and selecting Blood Brothers. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe. We're getting A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.